grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
What's up, Chris Fowley?
Hey.
What's going on?
Good afternoon. Just come from wonderful downtown.
Been a man about town.
Whew, racing up the hill, I tell you. It's looking lovely down there.
It is. Like you say, the other day, Queen Street's looking a little bit random, but
looking better though.
A few people
maybe
down there.
Maybe it's just that middle bit.
There's a nice new shopping mall down there, and people are strolling around. Some people are skateboarding.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's great.
Yeah, a care in the world.
There's a McDonald's. Everything
smile
you need.
On everyone's face.
No COVID to see. Great. Right.
That's right. I got my weed leaf face mask, by the way, today. Picked it up at the hemp store, of course.
I've got one of those as well.
I had to get a plug in there, but that's a good look.
It's a good statement, and if you don't want to make the statement, you can actually just invert it. I was realizing one day I didn't want to be that proud about Dak, and I thought, well, I could just put it around the other way, and it's black.
Oh, yeah. And maybe if you exhale through it, it's a bit of a camouflage filter. But somewhere where that's no longer needed, I just wanted to find a reason to jump in with some good news of the week.
Seg away.
And that's get yourself to New York, because they've announced that all airports in New York State, including, the big one, whatever it is, JFK.
Potentially, yeah.
No longer care about cannabis, and in line with New York State law, 3 ounces, no worries. And as the...
on the plane.
The airports... Yeah, on the plane, through the security, they'll just...
Who's cruising around with 3 ounces? That's epic.
That's legal. And and I thought, that's great. So as the security said, they're looking for threats, you know? Marijuana's not there, so...
Right, okay.
Have a nice day, he said. Have a nice day. Have a nice day.
Ooh.
I think that's how they say it. So that was good. And what else? What else have we got? Oh, the interesting study of the week was in our history department, I thought. The World History Department. And that's that they've done some large-scale whole genome resequencing which of all these cannabis samples from all around the world. And it's confirmed what I may have referred to here and there on the show over the time. So, you know.
Are
people
we,
who are hanging on my every word may remember. It's actually
good.
Come from this wild cannabis that's no longer around, and this is what this thing is confirmed in China. These wild progenitors of cannabis sativa have gone extinct, but it's basically into these four groups, and it all comes from that. And everything that is that we consume in the modern world as a drug or a medicine is all in the one group.
Wow.
Which is the
when you say wild, like. How did that happen? Like, did somebody plant it at some point and it went wild, or was it like...
Yeah, it can be both. Like, yeah. You've got your actual ancestor, the putative ancestor, that's what they call it, the PA, and that's where you think, that's before people, because, you know, the first, cannabis genes or cannabinoid genes show up about 500 million years ago, and these velvet worms you can find in New Zealand.
Wow.
And, oldest thing that has them, way before cannabis itself and the human species. So, and then the plant was next, and then people were after that. But, yeah. So it's all cannabis, sativa, indica, if you really want to get... pedantic about it.
Mm-hmm. I think this is the zone for it.
This is definitely the zone. Have a look on that. Where did that show? Science Mag, Advances in Science is what it's called, the journal. So you can look that up at sciencemag.org, and large-scale whole genome resequencing.
Can you drop
we love a bit of that.
Can
we
you
love
sort
it.
Of drop a pin on a timeline of when humans started to cultivate it or incorporate it into their lives?
Yeah, well,
they found some. They found some weed honey, didn't they? Find some weed honey in like Egypt in one of the fucking pyramids or something.
It's about 10,000 years, so about 7,000 BC or 8,000 BC, that kind of time. In a few little spots in China, and they've found it in the pouches that shaman have been buried with from that time.
Rad.
You know, which shows that they have at least subscribed some sort of spiritual use or medicinal use to it.
Yeah.
Or something relating to their afterlife, you know. So that's interesting in itself. And that brings me to another interesting study that came out, which is looking at the spiritual uses of cannabis. This was just published this week. And because what they noted was that actually cannabis figures in a lot of the world's religions and and cultures and yet but the study of it has been kind of forgotten about until now. So this was a survey, and it was self-respondent or whatever, but they found 60% of people were seeking some form of spiritual or that kind of experience. They might not think of it that way, but their reasons for using were in that direction.
Oh, it's like a shamanistic zone. Is that what you mean?
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Yeah. Let's say that.
The zone.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Good.
Yes. 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 Yeah.
Oh, look, we'll take a phone call. Let's do it. Kia ora, you've rang Marijuana Media.
I was just wondering, Chris, what about Ruderalis? Is that not the third strain of marijuana?
Well, turns out Ruderalis, if you go back to where that kind of name came from and who identified it, it was a wild hemp plant in Hungary that a guy, Todd McCormick, who's a cannabis activist from California, he saw it on the side of the road and it all kind of came from that. And it's been quite contentious as to whether that really is a separate one or not. But through this genetic analysis, basically, probably not. And as I say, it's all cannabis sativa, and then it's your subspecies of that, and everything that's medicinal or used, recreationally, but is the indica subset.
I thought with the Ruderalis, it flowered no matter what you did to it after 30 days, and that's how they crossed the
autoflower.
Nice. Yeah, well, I guess that doesn't actually make it a separate species or subspecies or whatever. That's just a trait that has just sort of come from the parts of the world where it's evolved from, but basically that's actually more closely related to European hemp, and which is thought to be some little populations that survived ice ages.
Wow.
So it kind of spread around, and then these series of ice ages happened, and little pockets of it survived.
The one that was
in kind of China and the Himalayas and that became the drug variety, and this little pocket in Europe became ones that we think of as hemp today.
Fascinating.
Sweet. Thanks a lot, mate.
Thanks, Corey. Yeah, thanks for listening.
Man, that was a good little dose of knowledge there, Chris. Thank you very much.
Now, what else has been happening? Do you have more research papers for us, Chris?
What's the other one? Oh, yes, well, here we go. Modern science, setting the record straight, exposing the reefer madness myths yet again. A little bit too late for a referendum, though. Cannabis use not linked to motivation or loss, which, of course, is one of those things that, the prohibitionists, if they don't say it, they might be thinking it, It's kind of a widespread myth, and here was a study that's just come out this week, and they adjusted for people's cannabis use and so forth, and they found that it was not associated at all with their lack of or level of motivation or apathy or goal setting or anything like that. There was just
more
no effect whatsoever. Yeah, like another made up thing. Subscribe to it.
It's great, all these little studies, isn't it? All these like little nooks and crannies coming out. Studies.
Well. One thing that I was reminded of this week, and thanks to the old Facebook memories thing, right? It pops up and you go, remember that? And sometimes it's a great thing, and sometimes you go, why'd you remind me of that? And this was 2 years ago with my optimism when the Prime Minister announced, we'll have the Chief Science Advisor to give us this report and a public education campaign to dispel all the myths. And here was me posting going, relax everyone, yippee, science will save the day, don't worry, they're going to dispel all those myths, we're going to win this referendum. And here was old Steve Abel commenting, of course seasoned Greenpeace campaigner, going,
musician Steve Abel,
you are dreaming, mate. If you think science wins campaigns, you haven't had your eyes open to recent history or any history. And it is values and perceptions that and there you go.
Right on.
He's right. Humble pie for me. Good on you, Steve. Bah humbug.
Now, you've sent us one more story. Was that earlier today about storing cannabis safely?
Oh, that was our one local story of the week. Was on wherever that was, News Hub or somewhere, and there was a person somewhere, I can't remember where, prosecuted because they left their edibles out and their kid had got hold of it. And of course, an edible in a very small child can have a huge, potent effect, stupefying. And so not only bad for the child, but opens the person up to some pretty hefty charges. And that's, of course, what happened. And they might have been lucky that, I guess with no... Well, anyway, Class B is what they get charged with, or what people do,
is
because
once
you're doing
it,
once you cook with it, it's like a concentrate, or you're preparing it. Cannabis preparation is the word. It doesn't even have to be a concentrate. It's just a preparation.
You're holding hands, making plans for the
week. You could prepare it that dilutes it. It's still a preparation. And then you're class B, and then you're in with ecstasy and cocaine and you know.
If that, I roll a joint, is that preparation or is it not?
I'd cooking? Hate to think it would be, but you know.
Sometimes I'll lit the joint, and sometimes I'll light it with a lighter just to seal it. Is that kind of cooking the weed a little bit? Am I getting in trouble?
It's probably administering.
Okay.
That's another charge. So you've admitted to that. but meanwhile, in good news, up at the Hemp Store, 7th of August, that's a Saturday, Know Your Stuff are going to be in store with their testing equipment, their mobile lab, and so come on in. It's totally legal, so you don't have to worry about that. And in fact, the legal protection extends to the people that are bringing their stuff in. So, you know, come on in, Saturday the 7th in the Hemp Store there, and Know Your Stuff. Have got a little area.
Is it like a laser or something that shoots into it, or is it just
pretty
a classic?
Much, yeah. What? That's right, lasers
really?
From outer space.
Is it laser testing, or is it like classic? Sort of drop.
What type of hocus pocus do
I believe
these?
There's some infrared or some lasers. Okay, maybe some x-rays. It's a mix of all of it,
yeah.
I think. No. I'll leave that kind of expert testimony to the experts. We could maybe get them on sometime.
Oh, that'd be really good. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, there you go.
Also,
so that's going
to
be good. Saturday
I
want
to get one of those police saliva tests at some point as well, just to see where I'm at. Do it, man. When they get those in hand.
Yeah, we could do it here. Maybe
right
do
on.
It
I
on
think
you're
good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
John will be the control.
Some roadside testing. No, you can't operate this radio station studio. Get out.
Hey, thank you very much, Chris.
A pleasure, as always. Thank you.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to The Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.